Small Worlds podcast. My name's Corey O'Flanagan.
And I am Leanne Davidson.
And welcome to day 5 of our continuing trek to Everest Base Camp.
What a day it's been. Definitely the most beautiful so far.
Man, there is something to it just waking up to sunny skies and We had some pep in our step.
We certainly did. It might have been the melatonin I had last night that gave me a good solid 8 hours sleep undisturbed.
Leanne, she was nervous about a snorer
that we had
next to us in the room last night. And there's thin walls in these little accommodations that we're staying in.
When I'm talking thin walls, I mean we're having a normal conversation and you can hear everything. So the person whose bed was adjacent to mine but on the other side of a wall, damn, their partner is something.
He fell asleep early and he was in a deep, deep slumber. I mean, this guy was putting out a happy tune for all to hear. He was happy.
He was happy.
No, he was. It was loud. So she dropped a melatonin and
slept like a wee bubba.
I didn't know if it was going to work as well as it did, but she out cold.
Yeah, I did Google it as well, everyone. So if you are struggling on these treks, that's the word. Sorry, I'm tired. Then yeah, the melatonin is actually very good for you.
Yeah, and a little thing to circle back to with a good piece of advice that we think you could have with this is when you're on this trek, talk to your guides as you're rolling into your accommodations and just ask them to please, if you're a couple and you want to stay in the same bed, make sure that they try and put you in a double bed if it's available. And I would say even more importantly, try and ask them to be far away from the toilets. We got this little travel hack from some people that we met on our first night. And it has proven to be beneficial.
Oh, yeah. Especially the higher as we're getting. The toilets are getting less and less accommodating, shall we say. So, yeah, still not terrible, though. Still not terrible.
No, not terrible, but I think we've seen our last Western toilet, our last bum gun, unfortunately.
No, the bum gun.
Guys, I got such an appreciation for the bum gun. Why aren't we Americans in on this? What the hell is going on?
Don't know what to tell you.
I mean, that's all I can really say about it. Anyway, yeah, circling back to what Leanne said earlier, she's a little tired. Why don't you tell me about your day today?
Well, the day, like I said, the best views so far. So where we've had like this really lush green forest that's been very, reminded me of Canada a lot actually. Today it became very mountainous. We got to see Everest for the first time. Woo!
Man, that was something.
Oh yeah.
I felt some feels.
You got a hard on.
I wouldn't go that far.
Did you get a little twitch?
But there was maybe some movement. But there was definitely some internal excitement and just a lot of stopping and just awe. I was in awe.
Yeah, that's a good way to put
just
it.
It just kind of made this whole thing feel more like what we've been imagining it would feel like, I think.
Yeah, and just to be surrounded by, we're in this valley, and again, we'll have heaps of pictures on Instagram to check it out, but we're in this valley and just surrounded by all these mountains. And they're just huge, and you just feel so insignificant. It's such a nice feeling. And, of course, the blue skies and sunshine helped after yesterday's rain and grayness.
Yeah, a couple of days of gray, and to wake up to some sunshine, we were feeling good. So, hike today was to a little village called Fortse.
Fortse.
If we're going to try and roll the R like the locals do. Lovely little town. A couple of little things about this. Mainly, they're just farming potatoes here.
So when we say a lovely little town, it's very pretty, very quaint. But there is no shops or cafes or anything. That is in the past now. So
this is a spot where it sounds like a lot of people who come to do the summit of Everest, they will come here, they'll spend a significant amount of time to get their acclimation all buttoned up. And there's not much going on, so I imagine that they just do a lot of little mini hikes around the area. There was a little bit of we heard about a Yeti that we could have gone and seen.
No, this is the next town, the Yeti.
This is in the next town is the Yeti.
Scratch that. But there is a climbing center here for those people, which we were going to check out, but sadly we both came up with a headache, natural from the altitude. But a guy who we actually interviewed for a full-time podcast, Tom, he was telling us about this sweet little climbing spot. It's like a climbing center for the people who are staying here and practicing for Everest.
This is rock climbing, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, let's just clarify that. So yeah, it looked like a pretty small little building, two stories. I'm imagining that they probably have some bouldering and maybe a little bit of a wall that you can pick up some different paths on. And yeah, looked like a pretty cool. Unfortunately, like Leanne said, we both got hit with a couple of headaches after we got here, so we've just been taking it easy in the room. And
catching up on my Peaky Blinders.
She's been doing some Peaky Blinding work. I've been working on the podcast and listening to some podcasts. And we're getting ready to have dinner, but a couple other things to talk about. Today was a very easy hike overall. We only ended up going up about between 400 and 500 meters from where we stayed yesterday in Namche. I think that we gave you a bad piece of information on the podcast the previous day. That was just a miscalculation. We didn't hear the guides that we have correctly, so I thought that it was going to be much more, but then I double checked and talked to some people this morning. We only ended up going up about 400 or 500 meters in total, but there were two very significant climbs, one to where we had lunch and then one to get to this village.
It was just incline, you know, so take it easy. The views are amazing the whole way through. So, and like we said, we had great weather, so that was nice. And then where we stopped off for lunch, Mung La, was just so worth the pain and the sweat from the climbing.
Honestly, probably the most beautiful lunch spot I've ever had. I've been lucky to be in quite a few, but this was, I couldn't stop just sitting there and just looking out. I think we sat there for 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, we got there a bit early and just chill out.
We had a really nice spot, just panoramic views of these ginormous peaks. Wow, was it special. That was really cool. What else you want to add?
So the accommodation up here is a bit more basic, but still nice. It's very cozy in here. And just, guys, drink water. We've chose not to take the altitude sickness tablets. Don't really like taking tablets unless,
well, the prevention, really.
Or the prevention, I should say.
Yeah.
But I've drank around 4 or 4.5 liters of water so far. It's only 5 p.m. So, I'm hoping this is the worst that the altitude has got for me. Touch wood.
Yeah. Just keep on,
Just going to
rest. We got a lot of sleep last night. We hydrated well today. Going to get a lot of sleep again tonight. Going to stick with the Dalbot just because we're loving it.
Because we learned a new song as well. Dalbot power, 24 hour, there's no toilet or a shower.
Very true. We do stink.
We do.
We stank.
I think I smell quite nice.
There's showers available. You can pay for some warm showers. We're at a point now where there's very limited Wi-Fi if you want to have it. We're opting out at this point. I think it was 300 Nepalese to charge one device. And if you want a hot shower, you can get it. I don't know how good it is. Like I said, we're opting to just kind of go with our own little method of some wet wipes.
The old British festival shower. Get your wet wipes, your baby powder. It's all good.
Yeah. Overall, I would say that we're feeling pretty good. Tomorrow looks like a decent hike, so we will check in then, and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.